This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny Serrato from the Vinny and Haney Show used to ask and wonder about all the time concerning Alabama players in the NFL is, are they too beaten up? And Vinny, you like look at Ryan Anderson's comments over the weekend at CSN. He's saying they thump and hit all the time. And that kind of answers some questions for us.
Yeah, I tell you, a couple of the doctors from NFL teams told me they hate Alabama players because they're so beat up when they come to the NFL. But, I mean, it's not really Nick Saban's job to prepare his players for the NFL. I mean, his job is to win games, but when he recruits, it's to prepare for the NFL. But he's not worried about, you know, getting them ready for the NFL. He's going to beat them up. He's going to do what he does. And when they go to the NFL, then it's on them. But, yeah, they practice physical. And a lot of the Alabama guys are beat up bad. Yeah, I mean, when they come in with physicals, they're not clean. Most of them aren't clean.
That's too bad.
But that's what kind of the reputation's been. Hey, Vinny, let's get to the Ravens. I mean, what you feel, Joe hasn't been at practice. This one-week injury has not turned out to be a one-week injury, and we still haven't really picked up a suitable replacement. What do you think his fate's going to be?
I think Joe will be back, Ed. I think I don't know when, but he probably needs actually 2 weeks, you know, maybe one preseason game to get ready. But, I mean, the way the offensive line is right now, I mean, you're better off not having him there. I mean, he's missing the reps, which hurts. But the offensive line is very suspect. The offense in general looks not good at all. I mean, they can't get in any rhythm. They can't throw the ball down the field, number one, because the quarterbacks, you know, can't complete it. Their accuracy is not very good, and they don't pick up the blitz well, the offensive line, and they don't protect well. So, I mean, I feel bad for Macklin and for Wallace. You know, because they don't get any chances. Other than individual drills or Pascal, that's the only time they get a chance to get any balls.
Here with Vinny Serrato, co-host of the Vinny and Haney Show. Vinny, I mean, again, the offense was my biggest question mark, and you talked about the offensive line. You said with the way the offensive line is right now, so are you projecting that the offensive line will get better before Joe comes back, or is he going to come back to the same offensive line you see right now?
Well, I think Howard will help, you know, at the right tackle. He's much more athletic. I've never been a Hurst fan. And, you know, in the one-on-one drills the other day when I was watching practice, I mean, Bowser went around him twice easily, just beat him with speed on the outside. I mean, this is it's a second-round pick that's talented, but it's not what he's going to face game in, game out in the NFL. And the thing is, if Hurst is playing there, every time they pass, they're almost going to have to give him help, whether it be a tight end or a back. And Howard's athletic enough and long enough where I think he'll be okay if he's healthy. If that shoulder's good, I think he'll be fine. Ronnie Stanley struggled a little bit last week, but I think he'll be okay. You know, but, I mean, you got to realize Stanley and Lewis are both second-year guys, and they're going to have some growing pains also. And the center position scares the heck out of me. You know, whether they play Jensen or Skura. I mean, Jensen tweaked his ankle last week, missed one practice. And then at right guard, Yonda has not been practicing. You know, when they go to team, he does the individual stuff. And Skura plays the right tackle, or the kid they drafted from A&M, and I can't pronounce his last name. You know, but, I mean, that's the offensive line. I mean, the offensive line is very suspect. And, I mean, they've got to be good out of the gate because, I mean, you've got Geno Atkins and then you've got, you know, Cleveland. And, you know, you've got some tough defensive line that you're going to have to play against.
Vinny, what about the defense? You know, they tried to shore up the defense through the draft and, you know, they were like seventh in the league last year. I think they're looking for top five this year. What about our inside linebacking core?
I think Mosley's going to be fine, Ed. I'm scared to death of Korea. And, you know, he looks much more confident this year. He looks athletic. But the biggest concern that I have with him is just instinctual, because Zach Orr had 132 tackles last year, and they've got 1,000 pounds basically up front with Pierce and Williams and Urban. So, I mean, you've got big guys that are going to require double teams where you're going to be able to run free. And Korea, can he run and be free and make those tackles, shoot those holes, you know, and make plays in the backfield and make plays at the line of scrimmage? If he can do that, which you're not going to be able to tell until the preseason games when it's full speed. If he can do that, I told Harv, I said, Harv, I think you're going to be a top five run defense. And he thought that they would be number one, you know. And if Korea can play like Zach Orr played, I think it can be number one, because they are big and physical up front, very big and very physical. And then with your safeties, they're both good run players. You know, so, I mean, they're going to be a good tackling team. And pass, you know, that could be another story. But I'll tell you what, Ed, Tim Williams, to me, he's been the guy. They can't block one-on-one pass rush. I don't care who the offensive lineman is, Stanley, Hurst, any of them. They can't block him. I mean, he's got great hands. He's got powerful hands. And he's not a linear-type guy. He's thick calves, thick thighs, bubble butt. You know, and he's strong and explosive. And whereas Bowser's going to be a player too. And he's more the athletic guy, the more the linear guy. And he's fast and explosive around the corner too. So, I mean, the two young pass rushers are the guys that are really standing out. I mean, they look better than Judon. Judon looks good. Judon has gotten bigger and thicker from last year. I think he's going to be good. He's starting at the one end, you know, and Suggs at the other. So, I mean, like I said, the run defense will be good, and the pass rush, Suggs is in the best shape he's been in. So the pass rush, I think, might come from Tim Williams and Suggs, Judon, Bowser. So they have four guys that can rush the passer.
Here with Vinny Serrato, co-host of the Vinny and Haney Show. Vinny, you're headed to Cleveland. We had a listener call in a little bit earlier and talked about the Cleveland Browns, upset that they're not getting any love, any respect. And he said their defense was more talented than the Ravens.
No, I'm sorry.
He said they had more talent than the Ravens. He didn't specify what side of the ball. I don't want to misquote him.
I would tend to disagree with that, but, I mean, I'm going to see him practice this afternoon. But, no, I don't, because the Ravens' defensive line.
You know, he said the team did. I don't think he was talking about the defense in general. He said that after I talked about the offense, so he could have been talking about the offense. But what do you expect to see from them?
From Cleveland, I'm anxious to see Kizer, because I think Kizer is going to start. And I'm going to meet Hugh in his office at 2, so I'll get a better indication of, you know, who's doing what. But Greg Williams is going to make their defense better. They'll be very physical, and they'll be blitzing a lot, attacking a lot, but they're going to be a very physical, fast defense. And then offensively, you know, if Kizer, they've got to have a good run game, I would think. You know, Hugh likes to run the football. Their offensive line's not bad, you know, and I think losing Pryor, I think, was big for them. I mean, that, I think that's going to hurt them. It's going to help the Redskins, but it's going to hurt them. So I don't if Cleveland can win 5 or 6 games, I think they're showing progress. And then they got a bunch of draft picks again, and if Kizer is the guy, then you've got a quarterback that doesn't have the big salary, and then you've got a chance to build, you know, if the baseball dudes can – figure it out.
Great to see baseball guys running the team.
Hey, Vinny, let's kind of pick a bright spot. I heard Tim Williams is very good from a lot of people. Happy to hear you feel the same. How's Macklin look? Is he going to be the number one this year?
Yeah, he looks like a number one. And, I mean, he's confident. I'm not saying he's cocky, but he's very smooth. He's fluid. He's got good hands. So, yeah, I think, you know, if he stays healthy, I think he has a big year. And because Perriman's down, and who knows how long he's going to be out. The thing that scares you about Perriman is kind of like Campanero. He's been hurt every year, and hurt guys stay hurt. So, you know, what are you going to get out of Perriman? I was expecting last year Perriman had 33 catches, you know, and we were saying that he needed to be a 1,000-yard catcher. But then when they got Macklin, you know, then I'm saying, all right, let him catch 50, 60 balls this year. Be your third guy, which would be fine. And then let Macklin be your 1,000-yard receiver. And Wallace had 1,000 yards last year, but, I mean, he only had 384, I think, the last eight games. So, I mean, if he can play more consistently throughout, but he looks good too. Those two look like veteran guys. They look smooth. They look explosive. They run good routes. So, I mean, they're good. And Boyle's not bad either. I mean, Boyle's a good tight end, and I think you'll see him add, like, a Juszczyk spot on third downs.
There he
and,
is.
Like an H-back, you mean?
Yeah. I think he'll be the fullback, H-back kind of guy,
right.
Move guy on third downs. I would be shocked if he's not. Because he can bend his knees, and he's got leverage enough where he could do those kind of things, and he could be the lead blocker up in there. And you know what you'd be shocked at, Ed, is Woodhead is so he's small, fit, you know, I mean, typical, like, New England guy, but I was shocked at how short he was. But he's very thick. Very thick legs, very thick arms, you know, and quick. Not fast, but quick and able to separate.
All right, Vinny, preview your tour. You're going to Cleveland first and then where?
I'm going to Cleveland today, Cincinnati tomorrow, Pittsburgh Wednesday.
There he is, Vinny.
Who are you talking to in the car?
You guys.
It's a lot of driving by yourself.
Yeah, I got 6 hours right now, and then tonight I'm staying in Cleveland, then tomorrow morning I'm driving to Cincy, which is about normally about 4.5, but when Rob's over, it was like 3:15. And then we're doing like 90 the whole way.
No, I did 95. I thought, you know.
Yeah. He thought the road sign was the speed limit.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, since you're revealing those things, Vinny, just keep in mind, I'm not there to stop you from your road rage.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.